Hello, Granny. I want to wish you a very happy Christmas and God's very best for 1975. I just wrote to you yesterday, and I hope that letter will get through before too long and that you will be really well this Christmas and able to enjoy all the festivity and all the blessings of this Christmastide. It's just a shame that we can't get any little gifts to you, but I think it's just a little bit doubtful if they'd get through, so I'm holding things on this side and trust that I'll have something for you all when I do get home. I just hope that you're well, Granny, and that you're able to do your little knitting and everything else. I want to give you a word of personal thank you for the wool that you sent out to the Bible school students. It was just such a joy to be working with them throughout the year and for the joy that it brought them. So I thank you and the other people who sent some as well. I hear that you're nicely settled now in the new house, and I hope you're very warm and cozy. You don't have to worry too much about the cold out here because it's very warm. Some days the temperatures go over 100, although it's cool in the mornings and evenings. But right now I'm able to enjoy the weather very much. There isn't that humidity and the air just doesn't seem to be nearly so exhausting. But temperatures do go up again, of course, after Christmas and right through to March before we will see rain, maybe April or May again. I just hope that you're able to hear what I'm saying, and I send my love to all the family, Uncle John and Auntie Betty and their children, Uncle Frank and Aunt Georgine and their family, Uncle Sam and Auntie Annie and all in Sanford's Court. Glad Dorothy's happy and getting settled in her new life. And of course Albert and Margaret will be getting married in the new year. I wish them God's richest blessing too. And in fact, I want to just bring you love and greetings at this time, Granny, and I hope that we'll be able to write again. Auntie Maisie says she hears from you in England, and you're great to keep up correspondence with different ones, and Auntie Nora as well. So thank you very much for your letters and for your love and for your prayers. And this is just to tell you, we thank God for you and for the years he has spared you. And I trust that this new year ahead will be one of rich blessing for you. So goodbye, Granny, and thank you very much for everything. All my love to you, dear June. Now I'd like to bring greetings to all the family circle, those in New Orchard, Sanford's Court, Cantwell's Court, Balafoyle, Ballevan, folk in Wexford too, and to all the dear ones who remember us so faithfully in prayer. I ask you to extend my love and greetings to all the neighbours and friends, the McGraths and the Mars, Mrs. Wright, and the folk, the Ryans, and Aspens, and any of the local folk who ask about us, Dwyer's and Sheen's, and all along Billy and his wife, and each one. Just remember them all, but hope that I'll be able to see them all someday again. Do thank God for health and strength and for his blessing and enabling out here. I've really appreciated hearing from Mrs. Hogg in Stonyford from time to time. And I know the Hutchisons and others often ask about us, and we really appreciate this very much. And I just thank God for all of his goodness to us out here, for meeting all our needs and for helping us to help others. And as this Christmas season is around, we just praise God for giving us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus meaning Savior and Emmanuel, God with us. for he shall save his people from their sins. What a wonderful promise to know that he has come to be our Savior and our Lord. And we pray that this Christmas season will be that which will mean much to many throughout the world, when souls will come to find the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, we had some news the other day here. Iris, her mom, is still living, but we heard that she's in hospital very ill. She's found to have cancer of her stomach. So this was very disturbing news for Iris, having come out so recently. But she said her mom is the dearest possession that she has, and she has given it back to the Lord. I just thought this was a wonderful way of looking at it. She said her mom and she have been so close all through the years, and it's her most precious possession, and yet she has given it to Jesus to do what he wants. And truly, that is just wonderful. Her mom does know the Lord, but it's hard to think of some dear one far away and ill, or maybe will be taken home before Christmas. She just asks for prayer that the Lord will sustain her and keep her at this time. I had an unexpected visit today from one young girl from America. She is with the Peace Corps and will be working between Saclapia and Bonn public clinics. These are government-run clinics, and the Peace Corps girls and often come out to give hand in public health and well-baby clinics, etc. Now, we do have some Peace Corps here in Bonn. They're not involved in any of the medical. They're in teacher, in the teaching realm, and also one girl is working with the cooperative, which is the agricultural department. This girl who came today, her name is Paddy. She has just come 2.5 months ago into the country and has been on a training program before she came up to Saclapia. Now, she wasn't long in the house to discover that she was a real Christian, just became a Christian this year, perhaps in April or May. And so there was a wonderful bond and link right away, even though we'd never known each other before. And we know that this will be a real opportunity for helping her along, because she'll be up against a lot of odds, living with very worldly people. The Peace Corps in general have a very poor reputation, sad to say, because of the way they live. But we just ask you to really pray for Paddy, that she will take her stand and make it clear cut for the Lord that she belongs to him, and that she'll not be lured or attracted away into the pleasures of the world, but that she may be kept by the power of God. Now, I'm going to stop talking for the moment. I want to give your ears a rest, and I'm going to go over and ask if Elizabeth and Allison wouldn't sing something on the tape for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Praise the Lord our King.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord our King. Hallelujah.
Jesus
born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah.
Come on,
O God and Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Long so long ago, when to us a baby came.
little Jesus, was his name so long, long ago. Twinkling stars were peeping down so long ago.
God's not dead, he is alive. God's not dead, he is alive. God's not dead, he is alive. God's not dead,
he is alive. I feel it in my heart, I feel it in my soul, I feel it all over me.
God's not
dead, he is alive. God's not dead, he is alive.
Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. Harper and the Harper clan. This is Bill Kimbrey. I don't know if you remember me, I remember you. Just like to say a wee word about Wee June. she's given me the opportunity to wish you a happy Christmas. Apologize for the awful noise my children made on the tape, but we get a bang out of listening to them anyway. Well, you might like to know about your wee daughter, how she's behaving herself. The first thing that happened to her when we got here was she tried to kick a snake, but the snake got hold of her foot before she kicked her too far, and so it bit her, but she recovered well from that. And the next thing that happened to her was she fell off her motorbike again. And you should have seen her face and her arm and her knee. Well, she's about recovered now. Her face looks better. I said on the radio one morning we were going to lay hands on June's knee and pray for her, which she objected to. But anyway, she's coming along small. And want to say how very much we appreciate having June. She's doing a terrific job. She works very, very hard. And praise the Lord, souls are coming to know Jesus there in the clinic. So we just thank you for letting June come. And we know you pray for her and you pray for us all. So praise the Lord. We trust you have a very happy Christmas.
There's one music tape here I would like you to have. I have a copy of the same, and I hope it will be of some joy and blessing to you. Ministry and song is wonderful, and this group Doreen Clark heard them sing in England, and I just trust that you'll enjoy them. Takes a little bit of time to get used to the songs, but they are good, and many of them are straight from scripture. I hope you don't mind me filling in with the kids singing, but I thought the younger folk there would like, especially Caroline and Jonathan, would like to hear the children sing from here and include them too. I do appreciate them reading to me and knowing their spellings and how well they do. So I want to tell you, hello, Caroline. This is Auntie June. How are you? You're away from school now. I hope you have a very happy Christmas and that you're getting on well. Hello, Jonathan. You're growing up to be a big boy, I see. I hope you like school. I hope you're getting on very well, too. And Avril. Hello, Avril. Auntie June. Hello. And hello, baby Alistair. hello to you each one. I look forward to the day when I'll be able to see you all again. It's very hot out here in Africa. The boys and girls love to go swimming in the water. They carry things on their heads. They play with bicycle wheels. And they run around just and play games just like what you do there at home. Sometime I'll have some pictures of little boys and girls in Africa for you to see when I come home. Now I don't think there's anything else to add to what has been said. I hope this tape will have been reasonably clear to understand and hear. It's always a little bit difficult, but I wanted to take this opportunity tonight while the house is quiet and haven't been called away. And I just appreciate very much all your letters. Thank you very, very much for writing so often and for the parcels you sent and gifts from so many times. Thank you for the photographs too. I always have my photographs out here on display where I can remember you each one. And so, may God's richest blessing be yours. May His joy and peace surround you. Jesus is a wonderful Savior, and He is worthy of all that we can give Him. And for you there, myself here, let it be a time when we again would offer the sacrifice of praise to the Lord, our God, and to give our lives afresh to Him this Christmas and reach out into 1975 with His power and with His authority.
Just something about Oh,
or whether you're with your own people, I trust that Christmas will be a very happy one for you. Herbert and Jean, hello. Thank you so much for all that you do in getting out my prayer letter and for writing and everything else. I just praise the Lord for you and for what he's doing through you in the school there and for your contact with the young people. Indeed, it's a wonderful privilege to serve the Lord and to be able work alongside other young folks and point them to Jesus. We praise you and praise the Lord for you and praise him for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his little one to you as well, Mark, and hope he's growing up to be a good boy, and no doubt you're looking forward to another little brother and sister before too long. I trust everything will go well for you, Jean, and look forward to hearing all the news. Then Robert, thank you for your letters, Robert. I have some stamps here for you. Sometime I'll get them there. Glad that you're doing well too and able to get out and to so many meetings. And I'm glad you're able to get up north now and again too. Hope Colleen is well and enjoying her nursing training. They're a wonderful family, the Wilsons. And I hear that they're possibly going to the WEC meetings in Bulstrode in January, so maybe something will be coming out of that. Now, Gillian, you're in your final year at Wesley. I hope you're working very hard. Your leaving certificate will be coming up in June, so I hope you're really doing well and that you'll be very successful. And as you seek the Lord as to what He wants you to do, it'll be good just to hear how He has led you and how you're stepping out into His will. And so this almost brings me to the end of this side of the tape. It's not such a long tape as usual, but I just seem to run dry and not really know what to say at times. But the Lord is here with us. We're seeing His blessing, and we know that the Lord, our God in the midst of us, is mighty, and we will rest in His love, and He will joy over us with singing, and we will praise the Lord together for all of His goodness and His loving kindness and His tender mercy. Let us praise the Lord our King, hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord our King, hallelujah. Jesus born in Bethlehem, hallelujah. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, hallelujah. Son of God and Son of Man, hallelujah. Son of God and Son of Man, hallelujah. Jesus died on Calvary, hallelujah. Rose again triumphantly, hallelujah. Come and praise the Lord our King, hallelujah. Come and praise the Lord our King, hallelujah. The King is coming, the King is coming. I have heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me.
We all have that blessed hope of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back again. He is indeed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us worship and adore Him.